Well, we do want to welcome you to our evening service here at Berean Baptist Church, those of you who are joining us online. We're trusting the service will be an encouragement and blessing to you. Please pray for the ministry of God's Word tomorrow. Tomorrow we're having a memorial service for Anita Peterson. She and her husband Ron have been lifelong friends of us since our days in St. Cloud, Minnesota. We've known them for 51 years or so, and the memorial service will be here tomorrow beginning at 11 a.m., and we'll have it live streamed for those who are not able to come. Family, there will be some family that will need to join us on the live stream for that, and I want to thank all of the members here who are participating and helping out with that. And by the way, if we could have some help tonight to set up 8 round tables with 6 chairs around each table, that would be a great help to us. So I'll look forward to that. Our missionary and his wife and son are with us. They've been serving the Lord for many, many years. They're in Paysandú, Uruguay. And it's been a blessing to get to know them a little better. We met them a number of years back when we went to Uruguay to visit the Harmons. And we're able to go up to the camp, which is just outside of Paysandú, and meet them there. And I believe your mom was there as well at that time, Karen Coons. So what a blessing to be able to have them here with us. They've been using one of our missionary vehicle vans, and they'll be heading back to Uruguay on Tuesday. Was it an overnight flight?
Yes.
Yeah.
2 steps.
Yeah. Okay, so pray for them as they head back to their field of ministry and back to their home. It's good to have Brother Daniel and his wife Carolyn with us, so I'm going to ask them to come at this time and share with us what God has laid upon their heart. And I'm going to make sure, Carolyn, we have that microphone turned on.
That's right. Can you hear me? It's on, but can you hear me now? Can you hear me? Hello? Can you hear me now? Okay. I heard someone didn't hear me too well earlier. So before we actually begin, my husband, Daniel, gave me permission to give a small summary of what we did, you know, our ministry and what we said this morning. Before that, though, I would ask you to pray for Miss Donna Vance. She has been very important to our ministry. She actually does our prayer letters and, you know, for our personal ministry and, well, it's God's ministry, but pray for her. She fell Saturday morning and broke her thigh bone, and she's a single retired teacher, so she's alone, and in the city where she is, she only has her brother and her nephew, so there's no woman to help, you know, so just pray that her church would step up and help her. Her name is Donna Vance. Just pray for her. So we've been in Uruguay. I've been in Uruguay since 1975, and my husband has been there from the time of birth. We've been in ministry ever since I can remember, and he, as he said today, accepted the Lord in 1992, and by 1994 he was already serving. I did not know him. I was in college. I met him after I went back. So we thank God for that. This is all God's doing. And we have been privileged this time with being able to leave our church and have people in our church step up and take the ministry. Some have filled in for us once in a while, like today. Well, my sister Joanna Harmon and Paul Harmon were at our church with Sophia filling in, so that was a blessing. And our prayer requests are to be able to complete the nonprofit paperwork, so the church can buy their own property. We need funds for that as well. We're needing a new vehicle because it's wearing out. We use it for the church, for emergency services, outreach, ministries and such, and we are needing monthly support because it's true, my parents are both gone. Roy and Karen Coons were the founding missionaries of that ministry, And they actually did help us a lot financially, and they are now absent. So God led us to come back to the States and form part of a mission, Central Missionary Clearinghouse, which is now fully set up with our accountability pastors and sending church. But we need the monthly support. So just pray for us in that respect. Okay, I think that's all I'm going to say.
Muy bien. Bien, es una bendición una vez más poder estar con todos ustedes, en especial en esta nochecita.
It's a blessing to be with all of you again this evening.
Les invito, hermanos, a que si tienen su Biblia allí, podemos leer el libro del Génesis, capítulo 6, verso 9 en adelante.
So I invite you tonight, if you would go to your Bibles and turn to Genesis 6, 9 through 17.
Lo leo en español y después lo lees en inglés.
I'll read it in Spanish.
Dice la palabra de Dios en el verso 9, estas son las generaciones de Noé. Noé es varón justo, era perfecto en sus generaciones. Con Dios caminó Noé y engendró Noé tres hijos, a Sem, a Cam y a Jafet, y se corrompió la tierra delante de Dios. Y estaba la tierra llena de violencia. Y miró Dios la tierra y aquí que estaba corrompida, porque toda carne había corrompido su camino sobre la tierra. Dijo pues Dios a Noé, he decidido el fin de todo ser, porque la tierra está llena de violencia a causa de ellos, y aquí que yo los destruiré con la tierra. Hazte un arca de madera, de gofer, harás aposentos en el arca, y la calafatearás con brea por dentro y por fuera, y de esta manera le harás. De 300 codos de longitud del arca, de 50 codos su anchura, y de 30 codos su altura. Una ventana harás al arca y la acabarás en un codo de elevación por la parte de arriba y le pondrás la puerta del arca a su lado y le harás piso bajo, segundo y tercero. Y aquí que yo traigo un diluvio de agua sobre la tierra para destruir toda carne que haya espíritu de vida debajo del cielo y todo lo que hay en la tierra morirá.
Genesis 6, 9 through 17 says this. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was just a man, a just man, and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. And Noah begat three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make thee an ark of gopher wood. Rooms shalt thou make in the ark, and shalt pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it of. The length of the ark shall be of 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. A window shalt thou make to the ark, and in a cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth, to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die.
Padre Celestial, gracias te damos una vez más por darnos la oportunidad de estar reunidos en tu nombre en esta nochecita.
Dear Lord, we thank you for the opportunity once again to be reunited this evening.
Y Señor, queremos pedirte que al escuchar de tu palabra, Señor, tú nos hables a nuestros corazones.
And we ask you, Lord, that you would speak to our hearts as we share your word today.
Que sean tus palabras y no las mías, y que tú, Señor, abras nuestros corazones siempre para escuchar la voz de Dios.
That they be your words and not mine, that you open our hearts to receive your word tonight.
Agradecemos por este tiempo en el nombre de Jesús. Amén.
We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Acordate de terminar las oraciones. Bien, hermanos, seguramente la mayoría de nosotros hemos escuchado desde pequeños, aquellos que ya vienen desde cuna a la iglesia, conocemos la historia del diluvio y del arca de Noé.
So those of us who have been in the church have heard the story of Noah's Ark many times ever since we were kids.
Y lo seguro es que hemos escuchado muchos mensajes enfocados a la obediencia de Noé y a la maldad de los hombres.
And we've heard many messages focused on the obedience of Noah and the evilness of the people.
Cosa que está bien, ser, reconocer la obediencia de Noé y también reconocer que tanto en este como en otros tiempos el hombre vive en maldad.
And that's fine. It's good that we recognize Noah's obedience and the evil of men in that time and in this time.
Pero en esta nochecita vamos a enfocarnos en el mensaje en un pequeño, gran detalle, y es la puerta del arca.
But tonight we're going to focus the message on something different. And that is the small but large part of the ark, which is its door.
La puerta nos da mensajes muy claros e importantes para todas las personas que vivimos hoy día en este mundo.
The door of the ark gives us today good and important messages for all of us, who live here today.
Esta puerta nos habla, nos enseña, esta puerta del arca, ¿verdad? Nos enseña y nos da mensajes que tienen mucha importancia para nuestra vida.
And these messages of the door, of the ark's door, are of great importance for our lives.
Primeramente tenemos que reconocer y recordar que la puerta del arca es un símbolo o un tipo de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
First of all, we want to remember and realize that the door of the ark is a symbol of the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation he offers us.
Dice en Juan 10:9, yo soy la puerta, y el que por mí entrare será salvo, y entrará y saldrá y hallará pastos.
John 10:9 says, I am the door. Whoever goes in by me shall be saved and shall come in and go out and find pastures. That's literally translated.
Todos sabemos y hemos escuchado que el arca tenía solamente una puerta.
So we know by what the Bible says the ark has only one door.
Lo dice no porque lo haya dicho un maestro de escuela dominical o el pastor predicando, sino que la misma palabra de Dios dice en Génesis 6:16 que una ventana harás al arca y acabarás, etcétera, dice, y pondrás la puerta del arca a su lado.
So not that we just heard it from a Sunday school teacher or a storybook. Actually, the Bible says in Genesis 6:16, you shall make it with one door.
Entonces, Dios es el que diseña el arca.
So God is the designer of the ark.
Y utiliza, obviamente, a Noé para que él la construya, pero el diseñador del arca es Dios.
So God designs the ark and uses Noah to construct it, but the designer is God.
Y este diseñador pone solamente una puerta en el arca.
And this master designer puts only one door.
No hay varias puertas, no hay varias entradas.
Not several doors, not several entrances.
Una sola.
Only one.
Y si alguno, algún hombre o mujer, algún ser humano quería entrar al arca, debía ser por esa puerta.
So, if any man or woman was going to enter the ark, there was only one way, through the door.
De la misma manera que Dios diseña el arca, también nuestro Dios diseña un plan de salvación y de redención para los humanos.
So just as God designed the ark with only one door, he also designed the possibility of salvation with only one way.
Y este diseño solamente tiene una puerta para poder entrar a la salvación, a la vida eterna, y esa es la puerta llamada Jesucristo.
So there's only one way, one possible door, one possible road, and that is through the salvation that God gave us, which is Jesus Christ.
Juan dice en 14:6, el Evangelio de Juan, Jesús dijo, yo soy el camino y la verdad y la vida, y nadie viene al Padre sino por mí.
John 14:6 says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
Y Hechos 4:12 dice, y en ninguno otro hay salvación. porque no hay otro nombre bajo el cielo dado a los hombres en que podamos ser salvos.
Acts 4:12 says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved.
El diseño de Dios para que el hombre sea salvo es por la puerta de Jesucristo.
So the design of God that man might be saved and have eternal life is through the door of Jesus Christ.
No es ninguna novedad, pero entendemos y sabemos y conocemos que muchas personas en este mundo cometen el error de tratar de entrar a la vida eterna por puertas alternativas.
So it's not anything strange or new to us that many people try to enter heaven by many different ways.
Y esas puertas son la religión, por ejemplo.
Okay, for example, the religion.
Las tradiciones.
Traditions.
Las filosofías de este mundo.
This world's philosophies.
Y el mundo tiene esta idea de que ocupándose en estas cosas, esto los llevará a la salvación.
So the world has the idea that if they occupy themselves and do these things that are established, that they will be able to reach heaven.
Y el Señor llama a estas puertas la puerta ancha.
And God calls these doors the wide doors.
Sí, y esta puerta no lleva a la salvación, por el contrario, lleva a la perdición.
So these do not take to salvation, these go to perdition.
Dice Mateo 7:13, entrad por la puerta estrecha, porque ancha es la puerta y espacioso es el camino que lleva a la perdición.
Matthew 7:13 says, enter ye in at the strait, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat.
Entonces, hermanos, hay una sola puerta, el arca tenía una sola puerta, y la única puerta de salvación es Cristo Jesús.
Okay, so, in summary, the ark has only one door, salvation has only one door, one way.
Aquella puerta en el arca, tantos años atrás, tanto tiempo atrás,
that door of the ark, so many years ago,
fue menospreciada e ignorada.
Was rejected and ignored.
Dice en Mateo 24:37.
Matthew 24:37.
Más como en los días de Noé, así será la venida del Hijo del Hombre, porque como en los días antes del diluvio estaban comiendo y bebiendo, casándose y dándose en casamiento hasta que el día en que Noé entró en el arca. Y no entendieron hasta que vino el diluvio y se lo llevó a todos. Así será también la venida del Hijo del Hombre.
In Matthew 24:37-39 says, but as in the days of Noah were, so shall be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Esta puerta del arca estuvo abierta para todos aquellos que quisieran salvarse.
This door was open and available for anyone who wanted to go in and be saved.
Pero la palabra de Dios nos dice que las personas en ese tiempo menospreciaron esa puerta de salvación.
But the Bible says the people rejected it. They despised it.
La ignoraron y dice que se dedicaron a comer, a beber, a los placeres.
So they ignored it and they dedicated themselves to eating and drinking and happiness, pleasures.
Y eso haría como un golpe en nuestra vida y debería hacernos reflexionar que estas cosas suceden hasta la fecha.
Actually, these things should sound familiar to us and we need to realize that these things are still happening.
En la actualidad, esta puerta de salvación que es Cristo también es menospreciada y también es rechazada por los hombres.
The door that Jesus has of salvation is also being rejected and ignored.
Dice en Juan 3:19-20, y esta es la condenación, que la luz vino al mundo y los hombres amaron más las tinieblas que la luz, porque sus obras eran malas, porque todo aquel que hace lo malo aborrece la luz y no viene a la luz, para que sus obras no sean reprendidas.
So John 3:19-20 says, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds be reproved.
Triste y lastimosamente, muchas personas prefieren seguir en sus pecados, en sus vicios, en sus placeres y rechazar la salvación que el Padre ofrece al mundo, que es Jesucristo.
Sadly, today, people prefer to continue to live their lives of pleasures and vices and reject the salvation. They prefer to remain in their sins and do not want the salvation that the Father offers them through Jesus Christ.
Hay un dicho en nuestro país que dice, todo tiempo pasado fue mejor.
There's a saying in our country that says, everything in the past was better.
No concuerda con lo que pasa hoy día y lo que pasó en aquellos tiempos. La maldad del hombre y el deseo de seguir en sus placeres es el mismo en antaño que ahora.
Actually, that saying is not true because the evilness is the same days before as it is now.
Pero hay algo que nosotros debemos recordar, hermanos, y esto debe resonar en nuestra mente y en nuestro corazón, que aún la puerta sigue abierta.
We do need to remember, though, that the door for salvation in Jesus Christ is still open. It must resound in us. We must remember that.
Ahora, el Señor Jesucristo sigue llamando, nuestro Señor sigue buscando al pecador todos los días.
The Lord continues to call sinners to him, and he continues to knock on our doors.
Dice Mateo 11:28, venid a mí todos los que estáis trabajados y cargados, y yo os haré descansar.
Matthew 11:28 says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest.
Pero recordemos, hermanos, que en aquel tiempo la puerta fue menospreciada, ignorada, y hoy día es la misma cosa.
But let's remember, people are still, in that time it was rejected, and today it is still rejected.
Ahora, llegó un punto en que la puerta fue cerrada no por Noé, sino por Dios.
So it came a point in time when the door of the ark was closed by God, not by Noah.
Los que vinieron, dice en el 7:16 de Génesis, macho y hembra y toda carne vinieron como le había mandado Dios, y Jehová le cerró la puerta.
In Genesis 7:16 it says, and they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in.
Creemos que Noé estuvo predicando durante al menos 120 años.
We believe Noah was preaching at least for 120 years.
Y durante todo ese tiempo el Espíritu de Dios se esforzó para comunicar a los hombres acerca de que debían volverse a Dios.
During that whole time, the Spirit of the Lord strived to communicate with men so that they would turn to God.
Ahí también en Génesis 6:3 dice Jehová, dijo Jehová, no contendrá mi espíritu con el hombre para siempre, porque ciertamente es carne, mas serán sus días 120 años.
In Genesis 6:3 it says, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with men, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
Podríamos hacernos una imagen de este tiempo, de este proceso en el cual el arca estaba construyéndose.
We could imagine this time when the ark was being constructed.
Y la puerta estaba allí abierta, y seguramente Noé, su familia, trabajando, ultimando detalles, y la puerta permanecía abierta cada día.
And the whole time Noah and his sons were constructing the ark, the door was open.
Pero los hombres seguramente se burlaron de lo que estaba haciendo Noé.
But surely men at that time scoffed at Noah and his family for what they were doing.
Pero en realidad la burla o la risa no era contra Noé.
But the scoffing and the laughter was not really against Noah.
La burla era al mensaje de Dios.
It was towards God's message.
¿Qué sería esto de las aguas? ¿Qué sería esto de la lluvia? ¿Qué sería que desde la tierra floreciera el agua? Era algo totalmente nuevo para ellos.
What are they talking about? Rain, water coming from heaven, water coming from beneath? What is that, you know?
Hasta que Dios cierra la puerta y comienza a caer la lluvia sobre ellos, ya no había más escapatoria para salvarse.
until the water started coming and God shut the door and there was no more chance.
Mateo 24:39 dice, y no entendieron hasta que vino el diluvio y se los llevó a todos, así será también la venida del Hijo del Hombre.
Matthew 24:39 says, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
Durante todo ese tiempo estaban todos ocupados y afanados en sus placeres, en sus gustos.
During that time, they were all happy and joyful and enjoying life.
Pero también hay otro dicho en nuestro país que dice, de lo bueno que se da, no dura mucho.
So there's another saying in our country. It says, the good things don't last long.
Llegó el momento en el cual Dios cierra la puerta.
So God closed the door.
Y seguramente tú, hermano, al igual que nosotros, hemos hablado a otras personas acerca del Señor.
Surely, you as well as we have spoken to people about the Lord.
Y el Señor les ha hablado directamente a sus corazones, a sus vidas.
And the Lord has spoken directly to their hearts.
El Señor los ha buscado.
And the Lord has looked for them.
Pero no quieren entender el llamado de Dios, y puede ser que algún momento sea demasiado tarde.
But they have not wanted to listen. They have not wanted to understand God's message for them, and one day it will be too late.
Segunda de Crónicas 36:16 dice, mas ellos hacían escarnio de los mensajeros de Dios y menospreciaban sus palabras, burlándose de sus profetas hasta que subió la ira de Jehová contra su pueblo y no hubo ya remedio.
Second Chronicles 36:16 says, but they mocked the messengers of God and despised his words, mocking his prophets until the wrath of Jehovah arose against his people and there was no remedy.
Cuando tú hablas acerca de Cristo a otros y otros se burlan, otros toman como gracia, no es contra tuya, no lo tomes personal.
When you speak to people about the Lord and about salvation and they laugh and scoff, don't take it personally because actually they're rejecting the Lord.
Y un día ellos darán cuenta de sus acciones.
And one day they'll have to give account for their
un día actions. La puerta va a ser cerrada y no va a haber opciones para ellos.
One day that door that they have open now will be closed.
Nuestra lucha no es contra aquellos que rechazan el evangelio, no es contra la persona. Nuestra lucha es contra principados, potestades de este mundo.
Our struggle is not against the actual people, it's against the spiritual warfare of
Pero,
this world.
Recuerda, hermanos, que en la actualidad la puerta de la gracia de salvación está abierta, continúa abierta para todos.
We need to remember that the door of the grace of God of salvation is still open.
Pero Dios puede cerrar la puerta de dos maneras.
God could close that door in two ways.
De manera individual en la vida de cada persona por medio de la muerte.
Individually in the life of human beings through death.
Y a nivel general o a nivel mundial cuando el Señor venga por su iglesia.
Or generally worldwide when Christ comes for his church.
Aún permanece la puerta abierta, pero el Señor en cualquier momento la puede cerrar.
That door is still open, but Christ, God could close it any day.
Hoy es el día para entrar por esa puerta de salvación que es Cristo.
Today is the day of salvation.
Hoy es el día de salvación. No espere a que sea demasiado tarde.
Don't wait too late to hear to take Christ as your personal Savior.
Y vamos a culminar con Hebreos capítulo 4, verso 6.
Hebrews 4, 6 through 7 will be the last verses.
Por lo tanto, puesto que falta que algunos entren en él y aquellos a quienes primero se les anunció la buena nueva, no entraron por causa de desobediencia. Y otra vez determina un día, hoy diciendo, después de tanto tiempo por medio de David, como se dijo, si oyeres hoy su voz, no endurezcáis vuestros corazones.
Hebrews 4, 6 through 7 says, seeing therefore it remaineth to enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not because of unbelief. Again, he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, Today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts.
Nosotros vamos al mundo, nosotros vamos a aquellos que aún están sin Cristo.
We go to the world, we go to those who still have not heard the gospel.
Los misioneros, los pastores, los líderes, la iglesia habla al mundo, debe hablar al mundo acerca de Cristo y de la salvación que es por medio de Cristo.
Missionaries, pastors, and the church should go to the world and tell them of the salvation opportunity of Christ who died for them.
Y si esta ilustración de la puerta del arca le es de bendición y de ayuda a usted, usted puede usarla para evangelizar a otros. Mira que la puerta se puede cerrar en cualquier momento.
So if this illustration of the door is of is useful to you, it would be good to share it with other people.
En la familia, en el trabajo, en los estudios, quizá tu esposa, tu esposo o tus hijos aún están pendientes de sus acciones, de sus cosas, de sus filosofías, y aún está la puerta abierta.
Maybe your family, your workmates, people you know, your neighbors, they may still need to, you know, hear the gospel. And if this illustration would be good, it would be useful, it might help them to realize there is a limited time.
Que Dios te ayude a decirles a ellos, mira, esto es así. Dios cerrará la puerta del arca. Un día será el tiempo en el cual no puedas ingresar por medio de Jesús. Te vas a perder. Si estás sin Cristo y te mueres, te vas a perder.
So we need to remember to share this. Sometimes we forget, but we need to continue to share the gospel, continue to remind our loved ones and the people around us that the door will close and they will not have any more opportunity to know the Lord as their Savior.
Pero gloria a Dios por eso, que por su gracia la puerta de salvación aún permanece abierta.
But glory to God that today that door is still open.
Oramos.
Let's pray.
Gracias, Padre Celestial, por permitirnos una vez más este hermoso tiempo con tu palabra.
We thank you, dear Father, for this precious time in your word.
Y pedimos, oh Señor, que seas tú guiándonos para que nosotros también podamos dar las buenas nuevas de salvación.
We pray that you would guide us, that we would be able to share the good news of salvation.
Crea en nosotros ese deseo en nuestro corazón de servirte, de honrarte y de glorificarte todos los días.
Create in us the desire every day in our heart to serve you and glorify you in everything that we do.
Perdona nuestras debilidades y nuestras flaquezas espirituales.
We pray that you would forgive us for our sins and weaknesses.
Y ayúdanos, oh Padre Santo, a ser más como tú.
And we pray that you would make us more like you every day.
Y que podamos reflejar el amor de Cristo para con un mundo que está necesitado de un Salvador.
That we could reflect Christ's love to a lost world.
Y Señor, guíanos a hacer siempre tu voluntad y no la nuestra.
We pray that you would always guide us to do your will, that we would do that and not our own.
En el nombre de Cristo Jesús. Amén.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Such a simple concept. We all go through doors every day. And there are still scoffers concerning this simple truth that Jesus Christ is the only way to be saved. In fact, Peter talks about it in 2 Peter chapter 3, that there are scoffers in the last days who are going to say, where's the promise of his coming? All things are continuing even as they were from the beginning of the creation. But Peter has a very descriptive phrase. He says they are willingly ignorant of this truth. And there are people out there that need to hear this very simple truth, that there is only one way. And that door of salvation is still open for whosoever will. You remember singing a little chorus, maybe back in junior church days or vacation Bible school, one door and only one, and yet its sides are two. Inside and outside, which side are you? One door and only one, yet its sides are two. I'm on the inside. On which side are you? It's a very simple invitation for people to recognize and realize their condition before a holy God, that I'm outside of salvation because I don't know Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. So it's a very simple message that we can present and proclaim to others around us. Which side are you on? Are you on the inside? That ark of salvation that is only found in Jesus Christ and a personal relationship with Him? Or are you still on the outside? Endangered and imperiled and under the wrath of God because of your sin. But all that can be dealt with by a personal faith in Jesus Christ. Steve's going to come and lead us into closing hymn at this time. Thank you again for the message that you brought to us this morning and also this evening. And let's take it to heart and bring it to those around us who need Christ. Steve?
It's the song, "Lord, Lay Some Soul Upon My Heart," 535.